Jesus, wir danken dir, dass du alles für uns geworden bist, Herr.
Lord Jesus, we thank you that you have become everything for us, and we
danke dir für dein vollbrachtes Werk am Kreuz. Danke dir für deine Auferstehung, das Ausgießen des Geistes.
Thank you for
danke
your resurrection
für die Zeit jetzt hier zusammen, Herr. Danke,
thank you
Herr,
for this time here
du bist jetzt
together.
Mitten
thank
unter uns, um zu jedem
now.
Von uns zu reden.
Herr,
gib uns das rechte Wort, Herr, und das rechte Hören.
Give us the right hearing and right understanding and the right word. We praise you, Lord.
Ja, wie sollen wir anfangen?
Yes, how should we start?
Jesus Christus.
Lord Jesus, oh Lord.
Ich bin davon überzeugt.
I am confident, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. It really is a good work. And our brother said yesterday, it is just the full gospel, the whole gospel. The work is a gospel. The working of God in us is a gospel. And the gospel is a working of Christ in us. And we are in this wonderful good work. We are put into this wonderful good work. God is going forward and we are in the middle of it. And it's so wonderful to see that. To see it in all of us, in every one. In all brothers and sisters, that God is working. God is working. That is the best gospel. You do not have to say a lot of things. When people see God is working, that really is drawing them. For me, it was
spektakulären Dingen, sondern wie er innerlich wirkt.
Not in great works, but how God works individually, inside, how he works inside. This really is attractive. That was attractive to me. This is a good news. This is the gospel.
Wenn du Evangelium, das heißt ja, frohe oder frohmachende Botschaft,
translate gospel, when you hear gospel, which means good news, what do you think about that? For you personally, now, what is this wonderful part of the gospel? About what do you rejoice? And what is dictating your feeling in your life? Do you really rejoice?
Ist das, was dein Leben hin zur Freude, zur Dankbarkeit, zur Liebe des Herrn verändert?
Is it what changes? Is the gospel what changes you to this wonderful Jesus?
Das Wort wurde früher auch im weltlichen Gebrauch.
The word gospel was used in the worldly context. It was news of victory. And the one who brought this good news back to this king, that was the evangelist, the one who brought the gospel. And we are those. We are those who bring the good news, the news of victory to the people. This is an honor. It was always an honor to be the one who brings such a good news to the military head, leader. What an honor and joy for us to bring this good news in every situation. Paul even says life or death. His whole life was gospel. He was so filled and strengthened through the Lord.
So gedrängt. So voll of Freude, Liebe, voll gefüllt.
So full of joy and love and full of the Lord.
Sein Leben war ein Evangelium.
He was urged by the Lord. So his whole life was in a gospel for the people.
Evangelium ist gelaufen.
The gospel was working.
Sein Fortschritt des Evangeliums.
This really was his the progress of the gospel.
Angefangen. Ich würde sagen, ja, wo fing denn das Evangelium an?
Where did the gospel start? Who started? Who was the first one to preach the gospel? What? Jesus? Peter? God himself?
Ein Engel.
An angel?
Das Evangelium hat ein Engel.
This gospel an angel has preached. In Luke chapter 2, verse 10 and 11, who wants to read it? Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord."
You
can read it together.
Von großer Freude, die allem Volk widerfahren wird. Denn euch ist heute ein Retter geboren, welcher Christus ist, der Herr in Davids Stadt. Das war die erste Verkündigung.
This was the first preaching of the gospel.
Ja. Hirten auf dem Felde, plötzlich steht ein Engel neben ihnen und sagt,
there were those,
da kann man sich schon fürchten.
Shepherds on the field, maybe they were frightened when they saw the angels. Yes, that's normal, but those angels said, "We bring you the gospel." What is this gospel? He says, "I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord."
Das ist unser Evangelium.
This is our gospel, a person.
Nicht eine Fülle von
Not so many rites or teachings or constitutions, statutes. We want to be focused on this person. This is the greatest treasure. We look at Jesus Christ. I'm so glad that I'm free from all strange perceptions, what we should do, what one should not do, what's not possible. Forget everything about those things. Look at this Jesus. Then you know what is possible.
Und dieser Christus ist nun mein
and this Christ now is mine, my life, my Lord. He will wants to be everything. This is my gospel.
Das ist das, was ich erlebe. Das
this is what I experience, what I speak.
Das ist das, was mein Lebens
this is
mein Lebens
what is my life, what is fulfilling my life. I love the Lord. And what else can I say? That I want to love him more and more and want to experience him more and more, treasure him, appreciate him more. This is the gospel. Paul says in Romans chapter 10,
die gute Nachricht verkündigen. Das ist alles einerseits, es ist in mir.
How sweet are the feet of those who bring forward good news. This is sweet. How beautiful in verse 15, Romans chapter 10, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace. When I free myself from everything that is hindering it, how beautiful is it, how blessed I am when this gospel are brought forward to other people, in the church, or other people elsewhere, everywhere the Lord wants to be glorified. And now in verse 12, but I want you to know, brethren, that things which happened to me, what happened to Paul, yes, this is interesting, as we know you're in the prison, you have are in chains, but how are you feeling? This is the question behind those verses, the question of the Philippians. Paul, we are feeling with you. How are you? And then Paul says, not how he is feeling. How do I feel? How are you? How are you individually? Did you ask yourself this morning, how are you? How are you? Today I'm not feeling so well. Maybe I'm so slow this morning. Everything is so difficult, and the children are so nervous, and they're not behaving. Oh, and it's so difficult. I have so many things. How do I feel? Oh, my throat is aching. We are so consumed with our feelings. How do you feel? Now I don't want to. Oh, this would be good for me now. Or maybe I do this now. And this is also adding to it. Oh, I'm not feeling so well. Paul says that the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel.
Paulus.
Paul, we wanted to know how you are feeling. Yes, it is actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel. The gospel is experiencing a furtherance. Think about it, how the gospel are being furthered in this time. Do you remember the disciples, how they were so nervous behind their closed doors, frightened for the Jews that have killed their Lord? 2 days they were very frightened, and then Jesus came, the resurrected one came and stood between them and said, peace be with you. I am here. And then he gave his breath into him. He breathed into them. And then they suddenly were not any longer frightened or nervous, but they gathered together, and the Lord appeared to them 40 days and spoke to them from the things of the kingdom of God. Spoke to them from the things of the kingdom of God. We all wanted to be there. How wonderful should this be when the resurrected one appeared to them. And he trained them in his presence. And after 40 days, the Lord rose up into the heavens, and they somehow stayed alone on the earth, but he was invisible with them, and they prayed 10 days. In the end, there were 110 ones who prayed. And then the Holy Spirit came to every one of them, and all of them started to speak in different languages, even in different languages. The others who heard them talking in their language. And the gospel of the, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. So the gospel like exploded. And the people gathered together in many, in groups. And Peter stood up and preached this Christ who were crucified by you was resurrected, and everybody of one can experience him because the Spirit was poured about everyone like it was prophesied in the Old Testament. So, repent. Repent and believe in the gospel. Be baptized to experience the forgiving of sin, and you will experience the gift of the Spirit and experience it. So, the gospel was flowing. 3,000 people accepted it. So there were not gathering 3,000 people, but the gospel was preached. Everybody talked about it. Jesus Christ is living. He lives in me. Don't want you to experience him also? You can repent and experience the forgiveness of sin. I think they do not know more anymore than that they experienced just now. Jesus lives. I experience it. You also have to believe it. Jesus Christ, he is the one who were crucified. And Peter stood up again and preached.
And then wurde ein Lama.
And then a lame one who was begging the door of a temple, he was healed and he praised the Lord. And Peter said then, no, we did not do it by our own power, but through the believing in this faith of Jesus Christ. Through this name, this man could stand in front of you. So the name is such a wonderful way to experience the Lord, to touch him, to get to know him. Thank the Lord for the name. What is this name? The name is so simple, so short, Jesus Christ, but it is including the whole gospel. And whoever says this name will be saved. This is the word of God. This is truth, and it is can be experienced by every one of the earth. It is the gospel. What is your gospel? What is my gospel? I asked some brothers and sisters, what is your gospel? You do not have to walk around always, all the time, with this great smile because you have the Lord living in you. That's nonsense to expect that. But I have to know, what is it that I have, what I want to give to others? So the meetings are also an presentation of this glory. What do we do in the meetings? We just talk about what we have received. That's wonderful. This is why the meeting is so glorious for me. Every meeting is so glorious. The meetings in the house, the prayer meeting, the table of the Lord, every meeting in the church, for me it is gospel. Full of the gospel. There, all the aspects of the gospel are being talked about. The fullness of the gospel. From the beginning of the salvation to the salvation of our souls. Every salvation, every step to the salvation of our soul is gospel. every step to more salvation. It is good news. This is in the desire of the Lord. This is the furtherance of the gospel. You know, Peter was being put in prison, and then he was asked from the priests, and they forbid him and asked him not to speak. But Peter said, "Oh, what can we do? We have to follow the Lord more than people. You are just men, but we have experienced God. We have experienced and saw God. We cannot stop talking from what we saw and experienced." And then they told them again not to speak of it, and then they let them go. But they short time later, they preached again, and then they came again and put them back in prison. An angel came and freed them and said, told them, go into the temple, preach the gospel. And the others came in the morning to the prison. They want to talk to them, and then they could not understand what happened. Somebody else came to them. Oh, those are standing in the temple and preaching. What? In the temple? Then they brought them back. They came to this congregation of the priests. You are not allowed to preach. They wanted to kill them. Then there was this wise advice of Gamaliel. Don't do anything to them. Maybe it's the work of God. But nobody was turned through this word. If just some people today would consider a little bit that God is, just the probability, and do according to this probability that there is God, that would be salvation to many people. But it is not allowed to be. God is not true. I want to live my own life. I want to be my own Lord, my own God, maybe. This is how people want to live today. And then they were threatened again, and they were hit. And then they were proud that they were considered to experience such sufferings for the Lord. And the whole church prayed, and the Lord was standing to them. The enemy tried to do so many things, but like we said yesterday, the enemy is not the problem. When the hearts are right, then the gospel can flow without hindrance. Do not say, oh, today everything is so different. I don't know if everything is so different today. I don't know. Maybe the hearts are so different. Maybe I'm sure that the hearts are different today. But we can give our hearts to the Lord, that He can work fruit in us, like Paul prayed for the Philippians for fruit of the work. He was so focused just to live for the gospel. He lives, and this is for the furtherance of gospel. Does not matter if he's walking around, traveling different countries, or he is staying in prison. Maybe you say, oh, I'm in prison, I cannot speak now. When Paul cannot speak, then his chains are speaking. How do his chains speak? The people ask, what's about him? This Praetorian was a place where a military leader or king or maybe even
wo sie wohnten, wo sie regierten und wo sie auch ein Gefängnis hatten.
This was the place where those important people live, and they also had a prison there, and Paul was there.
Und natürlich spricht sich rum,
and people were talking. Who is this person? Who is this prisoner? He is a Roman citizen and he is in chains. What is this strange and religion? What's this dangerous religion he is speaking about? That's interesting. We just want to know what it's about. What it is about. Just want to know. And what he did wrong. Paul was sitting in prison.
Saß im Gefängnis wegen zur Verteidigung.
He was in prison
und Bekräftigung des Evangeliums.
For the furtherance of the gospel.
In Vers 7,
in verse 7 it says,
Verteidigung und Bekräftigung des
in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. He was in defense and confirmation of the gospel in prison. It was not only about him. It was on the whole of, about the whole good news about Jesus Christ who lives in the people. It was about this kingdom of God who should was what should be
what should be furthered
was not about this high priest. No animals could enemies could do anything against it.
Und bei allen anderen offenbar geworden ist. Also es hat noch weitere Kreise gezogen.
Verse 13, so that it has become evident to the whole place guard, palace guard, and to all the rest that my chains are in Christ. And most of the brethren in the Lord have become confident by my chains. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that sweet?
Ich meine, ist das nicht eine wunderbare
isn't that a wonderful working of the gospel? That the brothers and sisters in this place where Paul was being kept in prison, that the brethren there were more confident in the Lord to preach the gospel. They have become more confident in the Lord. We to preach the gospel, we need this confidence in the Lord. Why? Who do we have in front of our eyes when we preach gospel? The Lord. The Lord is standing behind me, next to me, in me. We have to trust the Lord then. Even more, more bold to speak. It was really dangerous. Paul was in prison. Be careful that you are not being put in prison too. And they preach one God against all those many gods the others have. That was really dangerous to say all those others are idols, forget about all those idols and even
also sag nicht, das war so einfach damals.
Even the one.
Heute verliert niemand seinen Kopf.
Today it's not so. It was not so dangerous to preach the gospel.
Unser schönes Gesicht haben wir so lieb.
Do not want to lose our faith. We love our faith. But forget about it. Forget about your standing. Forget about what is pleasing to you or not. Just try. Just try to preach the gospel. To be bold to speak the gospel. To preach the gospel without fear. Shouldn't that be possible today? Yes, it is. I believe that, and it's a great joy. And the more we experience, we have experience with the gospel, the more joy we experience. And everybody has a little bit what he can share. And we only share good news. What else should we speak about? The world is speaking about such a lot of bad things, but we have a good news. Again and again, we have good news. We are people full of good news. We speak good things. We speak about things that save, that build up, that give joy. This is our standing.
Aus Liebe, nicht wahr? Vers 16.
Verse 16.
Die verkündet the former, aus Liebe das Evangelium.
Verse 17. But the latter out of love. They think, our beloved brother Paul is in prison. Now we really should show that the word of God is not bounded. We go out now and preach the gospel. Our brother Paul shall see it is not just depending on him. We all are the ones who can preach the gospel. All of us are Paul. All of us are preachers of the gospel. And then they start working around full of boldness and joy. And maybe it is even more effective than only if only Paul is speaking. And I think Paul is so full of joy when he hears that the brothers even more preach the gospel now. That really is a good news, what Paul was given. And they preached out of love to Paul and to the Lord. Maybe we need this little push. Do it for the love out of the love to the brothers and sisters.
Natürlich. Es gab damals auch Probleme, wie heute auch.
Yes, there were problems in this time, like they are today. There were people preaching the Gospels, but they were in opposition to Paul. They say, oh, okay, Paul is the one who's leading the wrong way. I have the true gospel. I don't know how it happened, but it was against Paul. It was not so full of oneness between the Christians in this time like today. It was not good. And we should not speak the gospel in this way. That most assuredly is very wrong. But somehow it had some fruit. Just because the gospel is flowing and is being spread. And Paul says, what then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is being preached. In every way. We should be rejoicing about every way the gospel is preached, even if we do not accept it in this way. Maybe it is out of pretense. Maybe it's not out of love, but because of envy. But what about it? The important thing is that the gospel is being spread according to the will of God. The gospel should be preached in this pure word. But if others do not do it like that, what can we do? Just the word of God is able to turn hearts.
Auf jeden Fall, Paulus freut sich über das Weitergehen.
Paul is really happy about this furtherance of the gospel. And we also are happy.
Ja, wir sind so wenige, ja. Und was können wir schon machen?
We are such a small herd, but we have to accept that, and we have to accept that the Lord is spreading the gospel in every, in other ways too. It's also about the growing in faith and salvation of the soul and the building up of the church in unity. We know that it is very clear.
Sehr gutes Gewissen dabei haben,
and we can all have
die Wahrheit der Schrift, die Wahrheit des Wortes, so auch weiterzuvermitteln.
And we really can speak the word of God.
Wir haben geschmeckt,
we have touched, we have seen the word in this way, and that is what we preach. Verse 19, for I know that this will turn out for my deliverance. What? Well, his situation. Also the suffering that others are praying against him. I know that this will turn out for my deliverance. Nobody has this situation like Paul.
Und durch die reiche Versorgung mit dem Geist,
it will turn out for my deliverance through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
Das ist eine wunderbare Aussage.
That is really a wonderful
Erstens
message.
Bedeutet diese Aussage,
first,
ich,
this
Paulus,
sentence means, I, Paul, need more salvation.
Und das wird auch nicht aufhören.
And this will not stop.
Er sagt ja von sich selbst, ich.
He said it from himself. I.
Hab's noch nicht.
I.
Ganz erfasst.
Have not grasped it wholly.
Ich bin noch nicht vollkommen.
I'm not perfected yet.
Ich bin noch nicht am Ende.
I'm not at the finishing
lage,
line, but I run the race.
Und ich brauche das auch.
I've not reached a goal, and I need this situation in prison. Lord Jesus. For I know that this will turn out for my deliverance. Now there are two factors that are important for our salvation. Prayer and the supply of the Spirit. Prayer and the supply of the Spirit.
Er ist darauf angewiesen.
He needs it.
Paulus, der geistliche Paulus. Er lebt vom
this strong Paul, he is living by the prayer of others, brothers and sisters. In his letters, he asks the brethren to pray without ceasing. Pray, pray for me, pray that I will have the word when I open my mouth. He really asks them to pray. He is so, he needs the brothers and sisters. He's so dependent on the supply of prayer and supply of the Spirit. The Spirit is it who changes. Everybody needs everyone. Everybody needs the prayer of the brothers and sisters. I need you. And you need me. Not because I'm standing here, but because I'm a brother. I'm a brother in the church. I need prayer, and I need the prayer that I can be saved. It is so important that we pray for one another in the meetings, in the houses, in the neighborhood, the ones who are living together. We want to serve one another by prayer. And this gives us a supply of the Spirit, the rich supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
Wie ich sehnlich erwarte und hoffe, dass ich ihn nicht zu Schanden werde. Weißt du, wenn du
according to my earnest expectation and hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed. When you hope on this supply, you also get this desire not to be ashamed in nothing. What is this?
Etwas, worüber ich mich später schäme.
It is something that I am ashamed later on.
Ich möchte mich über nichts schämen, was ich später schäme.
I do not want to be ashamed later on of anything what I do now.
Das ist auch eine gute Lebensregel.
That also is a good life rule. Do nothing that you will be ashamed of later. Or you can be, that you are maybe are ashamed of later on. Do nothing like that. Just follow the Lord, follow the Word.
Folge dem Herrn, folge
follow
dem Geist.
The Lord, the Spirit.
Tue nichts.
Do nothing.
Dann wirst du auch später nichts.
Then you will
bereuen.
Not be ashamed of
folge
anything later
dem.
On. Just follow the Lord, the Word.
Ich hoffe, dass ich ihn nicht zu Schanden werde, sondern
I hope that
Freimut, wie immer so auch jetzt, Christus groß
I will
gemacht wird an meinem Leib.
Be ashamed in nothing, but with all boldness, as always so now, also Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or death. My whole, my marriage, my family, everything is there to magnify the Lord. My family is not just there, but it should be shall be magnify the Lord in every way. What shall hinder us to magnify the Lord? He is there. He has given us the Spirit. With all boldness, not with burden, not with pressure. There is this attitude of perfectionism that with everything we could think of to work for such a way of life. No, think about that it is not our power. The only thing we need is to work together with the Lord. That is the reassurance that we not be ashamed, but with all boldness as always so now also Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. It not really is a great thing that Paul is speaking of. It's just an inner attitude that by prayer and supply of the Spirit was being brought forward. And he's just standing to this, that he tries. He says that he is really desiring it with earnest expectation and hope. That is enough, earnest expectation and hope. Then you will do it. Someday you will do it. And you will look after not passing out on the Lord. Sometimes we have this situation that we excuse ourselves, maybe because I'm a little bit ill, I cannot follow the Lord. No, I cannot follow the Lord even if I'm ill. Maybe even more, even better. Maybe I say, I have this or that mistake. Yes, just magnify the Lord in your body. There's no excuse. Just have this earnest expectation and hope. Look at the Lord, expect everything from Him, work together with Him. Do not be passive in any moment. Just drink the Lord, drink the Word, eat the Word, have fellowship with brothers and sisters. So much will be brought forward. And then there is this wonderful word, sentence, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. This is the reason for everything he has said before. To live is for me Christ. And to die is gain. Because then he will be with Christ. But better it is to live. The next sentence he says, it's better to live that I will have more fruit between you. So pray for a long life. Why? Because we can bring more fruit then for yourself and for others. That this brother live long, that he can bring more fruit. The sisters, our beloved sister, let her live long. You know the story where the brothers and sisters come to him to the time of Peter, and they told him, oh, our beloved sisters, and she has sown so many things for us, and she served the Lord, and she just died. Come. And Peter comes and lay his hands on her and says, stand up. She should continue serving. That's wonderful. It's good to have such brothers and sisters. But I also get to know brothers and sisters who died young. And they had such a desire to serve the Lord, and now they could not serve the Lord anymore. That's sad, but the Lord has his way with every one of us, and we do not know when our way finishes. So it is good when we use every time to serve the Lord. That is such a gospel. To live is for me Christ. Everything is being put together. We live Christ. From morning to evening, everything should be Christ. Take the Lord. Put the Lord before your eyes. Even before you stand up, Lord, you are everything to me. You are my life. In the morning watch, when you have breakfast, when you go to school, to university, to work, be everything for me. Lord, I do not want to live anything but you. How can we do that? You cannot do it. You just are. You just look at the Lord. My salvation was so great when I was saved. I have received this resurrected Christ. And since then, I'm a new man. I have everything I need. The Lord has taken me out of this bad generation. He has put me into his kingdom. I am in Christ in eternity. How beautiful songs we sing. We really have to realize what we have. The whole world is under the curse, in death. This is the old man. The old man.
And we were vielleicht auch schon eine Weile alter Mensch.
And we have been, maybe we have been a long time, this old man. I know it so well. But then there was this light of the gospel and shone into me and drawn me near, taken me out. Jesus Christ, and now I live in this new man. Read again Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. And really take in this wonderful word, that what happened with you. This is a fact. It does not matter if I feel it or not. It is a fact. For God is a fact that really is true. My feelings, my emotions, they are not true. My thinking is also not important, maybe. But what God said, this is truth. This true for all eternity. He has died, he has been resurrected, and he now is living in me. I have this power of resurrection in me. And then, when I have faith in this, then it becomes my reality.
Jesus Christus. Zu leben, das ist unser ganzer
to live, this is this means
Jeder
our whole day, every day newly.
Das ist eigentlich ein Evangelium.
And it really is a gospel to live such a life. To have this joyful message, firstly for me, but then also for the people around me.
Ja, lass uns einfach üben.
Just let us exercise. Nobody is perfect.
Niemand ist so vollkommen, dass er jede Minute
Nobody is so perfect that he can live Christ in every minute of the day, but we practice.
Und haben Erfahrung, wenn wir glauben.
And we have these experience when we have faith. So the faith is in many ways a key. Live Christ in faith. This is why he says in Galatians chapter 2, I am crucified with Christ, and what I now live, I live in faith. With faith, he brings to reality. And the end, he says in verse 25, and being confident of this, I know that I shall remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy of faith. This is why Paul is living. This is what Paul is very sure of, that he will be free for the sake of the Philippians, for the sake of the gospel, for the sake of the further work of the Lord. It is just something about how we use our time. Let us practice it. It is a life of the gospel. It is not just that we go sometimes, we go out and preach the gospel. No, it is a life of preaching the gospel. Yes, we should go and preach the gospel and use, even better use every situation to bring the gospel to the people. I'm surprised what people I meet then. Just a short time ago, I spoke to a young man, and he was astonished when I showed him this little pamphlet of verses of faith. And then he said, oh yes, I have been a believer. And then we talked a little bit, and I realized how with every sentence he spoke, or I spoke, he opened up a little bit more again. I told him, when you have been a believer, then Christ is living in you. And he accepted that. And this Christ is a salvation for you. You cannot be a non-son. You are a son of God. You remain a child of God. You just have to turn back to your Lord and Savior. And the heart opened a little bit more, step by step. So we will experience how people will be regained for the Lord, and maybe even for the building up of the church. This is a step furthermore, a further step.